We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the seventh chapter. We were learning about Ashrei Maskil Eldan, and the Chafetz Chaim had discussed the different applications where a person can think about the pauper and help him. And he said that sometimes if we note what the person needs, so by giving him a gift or a loan or giving him a job, you could help him much more because you're helping him from financial collapse. And in the work Sefer Hasidim, he writes the following. Sometimes there's a charity that doesn't look like charity. And God considers it an excellent charity. Kigon, for example. You have a poor person, he has an object to sell. Or someone wrote a book and no one wants to buy it. And someone actually goes and buys it. You have a poor person who's trying to work, but no one wants to hire him. And then someone takes him in and gives him a job. In Rav Yehuda HaChassid writes, there's no greater charity than that. Ad kan. Umiklal ze yadati, ashirim nichbadim, shlokhim bechivun asakim tacht reshutam. And part of this idea I've known, some wealthy honorable philanthropists who take businesses, kedei lamtzim lacha l'aniyei Yisrael, and the whole purpose of taking that business was to give poor Jews jobs. Sheistakru l'achiyot nafsham, so they could make a living. V'chol zev chayotzev zeh u'bichlal tzedaka u'meula mimena. This is even better than charity. V'ashrei chelkam, praised as their portion. They used to say that about IDT. That all you had to do was walk in with a yarmulke and you could get a job. I think IDT collapsed at one point, no? Howard Jonas, no?
I know the story. I didn't know the big building in New Jersey. I didn't know they collapsed.
I don't know. I haven't seen them around lately. But that was what they said about him. That he would buy businesses in Israel and the United States just to give people jobs. And he says, take a look. In the 21st chapter, we went into the whole mitzvah v'chezakta bo. Od matzinu shem dal al mishu dal b'choach. The term poor, dal, also refers to someone who's of poor health, that they're weak. We find in Tanakh that when Avshalom was bedridden, Amnon was bedridden, so then he was called Dal. And thinking about him is the way our sages taught, to visit him and take note. Maybe you could help him, maybe you could get him something. And you shouldn't underestimate this. I'm always shocked at how relevant this is. A person here in Mahon Meir undergoes a circumcision. They're in bed. They need painkillers. Someone calls and says, hey, can I get your painkillers? That's a big deal. Sometimes a person needs a meal, that someone should bring him food from the lunchroom. Big deal. It was Friday, and I was debating whether to go home or visit a neighbor of ours who was here in the hospital. So my wife says, go. And I said, I'll go next week. It's Friday. It's it's a short Friday. It's not so long. And my wife said, no, go. So I said, okay. If you're willing to bite the bullet, I'll go. Because if I go, that means I get home later. I can help less. Okay. So I turned around and I boarded the train to go to Shaarei Tzedek. And I called the son and I said, look, I'm on my way to you. Tell me what I can pick up at a pharmacy. What can I bring you guys? So he says, nothing. I think everything's status quo. Okay. 3 minutes later, I get a phone call. I'm already getting off the bus to go to Shaarei Tzedek, and he calls me back, and he says, thank you so much for offering. There's no one here but me. And the doctors just came in, and they said there's an alternative medicine that's breaking through right now. There's articles being written on it right now that might be able to help my father in his situation. And the journals write about it. They don't have it in the hospital yet because it's just now being validated. But the doctor said that we got nothing to lose. So he gives me the name and I go to a pharmacy and I pick it up. And when I got there, what happened was the doctors that Friday afternoon had decided they're not giving this guy anything. They decided they have nothing left to give him. His systems will either recover or they'll collapse. But the only thing they could give him is this alternative type of medicine that was supposed to work at strengthening his liver. And the guy seemed to be getting better all Shabbos long. And I had the satisfaction of knowing that the only medication he got for the last 36 hours was that. I mean, he passed away the following week, but who would have known? And if I wouldn't have called and offered, I don't think they would have called and asked me. You show up, fine, you're one of the people there. Maybe they'll ask you, maybe they won't. Or maybe they'll say, who knows, we'll wait till Sunday. His last 36 waking hours, the doctors felt the only thing that was helping him was this medication. And then he succumbed to his illness. But that's the last example I lived through that I can remember. Saying this story happened 3 months ago, just after Pesach. So Chazal tell us, Bikur Cholim means you call up and ask, how can I help? It's not just about showing up. Maybe I can pick something up on the way. So he says, we went through all of this in the midst of Bikur Cholim. Sometimes you have someone who's being plagued by other people. So sometimes you got to think, how can I get him out of the situation he's in? Sometimes he's got a neighbor that's breathing down his neck. Sometimes he's got a partner that's trying to kill him. There are different scenarios, and that's why the Pasuk says, Ashrei maskil eldal. Praised is he who thinks about the poor, because it involves thought. V'yesh od dal echad. And now we're up to one of the poor people that usually we don't want to help. V'hu ha'ani bedat. And that's someone who's poor in intellect. He can be very annoying. V'udal yotel min hakol, and he's more impoverished than anyone else. U'kmo shamu chazal, and our sages said, en ani ela bedea, the poorest person there is one who's poor in intellect. V'gam bazeh yesh kama sugim, and this can be broken down to echad shehu ksil b'inyanei hadot, sometimes someone's foolish when it comes to philosophy. V'al dei kislato tam min haderech nasa rasha, because he's foolish, he ended up being wicked. So sometimes you have to think, how can I get him on the right path? That's tremendous wages for that. The Zohar says, Amar Rabbi Avu, how great are the wages of he who can cause someone else to do tshuva. So sometimes it's shocking how stupid a person can be. I met someone, he was a kid, he was entering ninth grade. And I ask him, what do you want to accomplish in life? So he looks at me and says, I want to sit back on a chair. I said, what do you want to accomplish in life? He says, if I can just sit back on a chair, I'm happy. I said, accomplish something, life? He says, no. No. Now go talk to the person. He says to me, so why do I have to do mitzvos? Not interested in the world to come, not interested in accomplishing anything in this world. If I could just sit back and enjoy life, I'll sit back and watch a movie, that's it. I don't want anything else. So you feel bad. Just feel bad. You're talking to someone and he doesn't have the appreciation to think he should do something with his life. He doesn't have the satisfaction from doing something in life. If you can get that guy moving in the right direction, you've changed his whole life. If he's going to continue with that philosophy, that's it. Life's over. If his goal in life is just leave me alone and let me enjoy a movie, how can he get married? How can he do anything? So sometimes he says, you see a person who's poor in intellect, and that's going to lead him astray. And if you could help him recognize a different path in life, that's amazing. You saved his life. And we'll pick up here. He's breaking it down to the different types of people who are poor in intellect. We'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, tomorrow.